This is Movers and Shakers, where we interview the upcoming generation of Make It Happen multifamily investors to share their story.
Welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, mentor, and I'm joined by my co-host, my brosif, Josh Rusin, the community director here at Jake and Gino. Josh, how you doing, bro?
Gino, super excited for today. I definitely we need you to stay safe with the storm rapidly approaching Florida. But at the same time, we got a lot of good things happening with the Jake and Gino community. I'm very excited. In actually less than 3 weeks, we have a money mixer in Nashville. Gino, tell the folks a little bit about what money mixers are and what our community will be getting into.
Well, you know, the evolution of the money mixer was, let's just get together. Let's get the community together, all the students, and let's get on a bus and let's go look at a couple of properties. And what I found over the last couple of years, to get into multifamily, it's like getting into a business, and it's like you need to join a community. You need to join a place where there's other like-minded investors with you. So the money mixer was just an evolution of getting students together who are in the Jake and Gino community, going out, touring a couple of properties. So you're networking with the students, you're learning about the multifamily properties, you're able to ask the property management companies questions, you're able to see what a two-bedroom looks like, how you turn a two-bedroom, you're able to talk about physical occupancy versus as opposed to economic occupancy. So there's education, there's networking, it's just a lot of fun, and I get to see you. What better? I get to sit on the bus next to my boy Josh. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, we had one up in July in Knoxville. That was great. We bring in speakers who speak to the community, whether they're syndicators, whether they're operators. And we just have a lot of fun, Josh. It's an awesome time.
Gino, well said. It's very hard to replicate that hands-on in the field experience. And as for the networking, it's invaluable being able to shake someone's hand, meet like-minded individuals, learning from the same systems and tools and on the same path, and surrounding yourself with those that have the results that you want. So super excited for that. And speaking about being excited, I'm excited for today's guest. Today we have Nick Amaluxin. A little bit about Nick. So he's a real estate investor focused on B and C class apartment complexes in the great city of Austin, Texas. He has been investing in real estate since 2015, but he didn't start focusing on multifamily until 2018 when he decided to reach out to Jake and Gino. Since then, he has closed on 53 units in Austin with another 71 set to close this month in September. Since joining Jake and Gino, Nick has been able to transfer full-time into multifamily real estate investing. Wow, welcome to the show, Nick.
Hey guys, super excited to be here. You guys have had some rock stars on, so I'm honored. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for being on.
Nick, I'm glad to have you. Sorry, I want to take your journey back, right? So let's talk about where real estate became an idea, how you got into real estate, and then why you decided to transition to multifamily.
Sure. So before, you know, going into multifamily full time, I was a technician at Audi and Volkswagen for 11 years. And I knew in the future, I could see that industry changing. I didn't feel secure in my job. Going forward, I wanted to kind of hedge against that. So the first thing I did was look into investing. And for some reason, I started out with stocks and then got completely wiped out. But it taught me a very important lesson about control. And luckily, at the same time, I had also bought my first single family home and had started listening to podcasts about real estate. And decided from then, if I was going to invest, I wanted to be in something where I could have a little bit more control over the asset. So from there, we just started building our single family portfolio in Austin, and actually North Austin, Round Rock, Pflugerville area. And then a few years in, just realized I was enjoying the real estate more and more, and I wanted to scale it, to grow it, but had no idea, you know, where to start, what to do, who to even talk to. And that's when I reached out to you guys. And since then, it's just been, you know, a game changer.
So Nick, how did you find the Jake and Gino community?
Well, I heard you guys on Bigger Pockets years ago, your first podcast with Bigger Pockets. And then I started listening to the podcast since then, but just never took any action for the longest time. I remember thinking I just couldn't. I started looking at apartments in Austin on LoopNet, and I was like, I can't close any of this. This is way outside my league. It just, you know, my mindset wasn't there at the time.
What were your objections getting into, whether getting into the education or getting into the multifamily space? What were those biggest objections that you had in your own mind?
You know, multifamily is a team sport. You hear that a lot. And I just didn't have a team at the time, and I wasn't, you know, skilled at bringing partners on. So I kind of saw myself as a lone wolf moving forward. And I knew I couldn't do it alone. And at the time, that was what was holding me back, is, you know, I wanted to do it by myself, and it just didn't have the scale.
So what made you want to do it by yourself?
Probably a little bit of fear, honestly, just not knowing what I don't know. And, you know, moving forward, it was, I guess fear, honestly, if I had to be 100%.
So I remember when we enrolled you, I remember doing the calls with you. I want to hear from you, because I'm going to give you my synopsis of what I think really propelled you into the multifamily space, and how other people who want to get into the space really need to find a mentor. It's either pay to play or seek to serve. It's one of those two. And people don't understand that the opportunity cost. My son is going into college. He's a senior in high school, and he's learning that word opportunity cost. And people don't understand. Josh, you're going to love this. We're talking about 401ks. And he's 17 years old, and he's already pooed that. And he said, why do I have to wait till I'm 65 years old to be rich when I can be rich tomorrow? And I'm like, dude, that is the best thing I've ever heard in my life come out of his mouth, because that's an opportunity cost. Why would you put something in an asset for 40 years, not be able to touch it? And it's the same thing with investing in yourself. Why try to go it alone? Why try to defer those years and years when you can spend some money in the front end, invest in yourself, and then cut that time out and make those decisions? So Nick, what did the community help you with? You know, what did you need help with, and how did you get that first deal? That's a big question. I know you have a lot to say about that, so I'd love to hear your answer.
Yeah, well, the community has been fantastic. I mean, the network that I've built since joining Jake and Gino has, you know, I think that's been the biggest game changer. You guys do a fantastic job of bringing in, you know, students who are very like-minded. You know, I love meeting people that are part of the community. It's been great. And then as far as taking the first deal down, I just decided after, you know, joining you guys, I really needed to get out there and network. So just hit that very aggressively and found my partner on this deal, and then also the 71 unit. And we actually just went under contract yesterday on 62 units in Austin. So I met him actually through Bigger Pockets. But that's what, you know, gave me the confidence, and I leveraged, you know, both of our credibility to take down the first deal.
And what about the education? What did you really learn? What were you lacking in education on multifamily that you learned through the platform?
Sure. I mean, through listening to podcasts and everything, I understood the basic framework, but it was more the nuts and bolts of, you know, how the process goes, who to talk to, you know, what to say, and then how to structure. Like, it's a business, how to build the business. You I understand the concepts behind it, but it really gave me the confidence and the action steps to move forward.
I think one of the biggest things that going through your journey, I remember you'd email me and say, hey, should I start a meetup? And I would say, yes. And hey, how should I start the meetup? And yes. And I think it's that accountability. One of the biggest aspects of it, I think, in any community, whether you want to lose weight, whether you want to, you know, buy an apartment complex, whatever you want to do in life, whatever goals you want to set in life, if you don't have that accountability with the community, I think that was one of the biggest, I think, takeaways for you also. Would you like to speak on that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I it's kind of funny. Every time I like email Josh a question, he pushes me to do something like completely outside my comfort zone. But I love it. I mean, yeah, I've started a meetup. We've gone about 7 months now. We usually have, you know, 20 to 40 people showing up, and it's been fantastic. If had I not been pushed to do that, I wouldn't have. I mean, I understand, like, it's good for growth, but having that accountability just really moved me to that next step. And, you know, also, you know, joining Toastmasters because of Josh has kind of been a game changer as well. So
isn't that amazing? Like, you won't do it for yourself, but you'll do it for Josh. How is that possible, right?
Yeah.
Thorn in my side. I know how you feel. But there's some psychology to that, right? Because when you're on an island all by yourself, nobody is championing you. Nobody's telling you can do it. And you don't have the tools to do it. Everyone says just start a meetup. But it's not hard. But if you've never done it before, you don't have the guidance, it might be difficult, right? If you've never joined Toastmasters and you feel overwhelmed, Josh created one when he was in San Diego. So he had the tools on how to do that. So just that word, or being able to pick up the phone, going through due diligence, or saying, how do you do this? It's, I think, I mean, an amazing thing. And that's what propelled me when I first started out, when I had coaches helping me out on my journey. On this first deal, let's talk about this first deal, Nick. How did you find this first deal? How did you fund it? And what did you like about the deal?
Sure. So, I mean, we found it through broker relationships. They gave us a look before it went on the market, which was great because we, you know, the competition was a little bit less. And, you know, what I loved about it is the location. I mean, everything about it, where it is, there's just tons of change happening in that area of Austin. And luckily for us, the model had already been proven. I mean, it's an older age product. It's a 1969 building. And around it, a lot of the properties of that vintage had already been remodeled, were already commanding the higher rents that we're expecting. So it was kind of a momentum play on the area. The model had been proven. We just had to go in and do the work.
I love that. So broker relationships, how did you connect with those brokers?
Well, when I started this, when I started looking in Austin, I made a list of all the brokers that I found on LoopNet. Not a lot in Austin. And then I saw the volume that they were putting out. And then I started at the bottom and just worked my way up, just introducing myself. I had my credibility book, tell them what we were looking for. And then once I hooked up with my partner, Mark, you know, leveraged his credibility as well. And that helps a lot.
So this is awesome. You've gone through the whole framework. So for people out there, Nick actually went through the education. What he did is he identified a market, which was Austin. Then he started networking. Then he started learning the market. Then he started talking to brokers, and he started talking to brokers on LoopNet. How do you find brokers? Lots of different ways. Then he used the keyword credibility book. What's a credibility book? It's really a business plan that you put together, even if you don't have assets. It's just what you want to do in the market, what you're pretending, what you're, you know, laying out as your business plan. How are you going to return money to investors? Then Nick went out and he actually met a partner. He got together with someone else. So I, you know, it's just an amazing thing. It's very similar to Jake and my story. So it's just out there. It's replicatable. It's you can do this if you've got the right people showing you how to do it, because it's not on an island. And I think, Nick, when you came on, what size units were you looking for? You were looking for quads, fourplexes, 10 units. What were you looking for when you first started out?
Yeah, I remember when I first reached out to you guys, I was looking for like 10 units in Columbus, Ohio, for some reason. So kind of really changed what I was focusing on.
Wow. So, I mean, so you've got this first deal down, you're closing on a second deal. How are you continuing to find these deals? Cause everyone's saying there's no deals out there. I can't find anything. How are you finding them?
Well, we look at a lot of deals. But it's just, you know, through, like I said, broker relationships. Up until recently, my time was very limited. So I try to leverage everything the best that I can. And, you know, the brokers have these relationships with sellers, and I just let them know what we're looking for. And then it's just pouring through the deals that come across your desk and giving feedback as to why this deal doesn't work or why this deal does. And, you know, and I've noticed that recently the deals that are coming across my desk are a little more suited to what we're looking for, and they don't have to dive as deep.
That's awesome. Before we move on to Josh's questioning, my last question is, what has really changed in your life over the last 18 months, or I would say 12 to 18 months since you joined the academy and going into real estate full time?
Oh, tons. I mean, my life has changed. You know, I'm speaking in public now at events. I have a meetup. I'm doing real estate full time, which I thought would be a 2 to 5 year goal. And that's just incredible. I mean, I was working 65 hour plus weeks, then coming home and doing real estate, and barely seeing my family in between. And now I get to, you know, wake up with my kids and take them to school and pick them up. I mean, you can't put a price on it. That's a huge change.
And what's awesome about that is 2 to 5 years is a pretty realistic goal, because mm-hmm. it took us, Jake and I, 18 months to find our first deal. And it took me 3 years from the first deal that I bought to become financially free and go into real estate full time. So you've really accelerated the model, because I think you took on all the principles. You took on a partner, you took on investing in your backyard, and you really embraced all those principles and all those things that you learned. Took me a little bit longer. I'm a little bit harder head, but 3 to 5 years, if people are willing to put in the time, 3 to 5 years is all it takes. And 3 years goes by so quick if you start from the very beginning and start, you know, working on yourself. Josh, Nick, let's just take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Gino, I know a lot of our listeners are wanting to take their multifamily investing business to the next level. I know that you've been hard at work helping Jake and Gino students do just that using our framework. Can you explain to the listeners how they can get our help?
Guys, we've been hard at work growing our community of like-minded investors, and the results of our members has been nothing short of incredible. We're looking to grow this amazing group. What we're looking for is those who want to follow our proprietary framework that we've created: buy right, manage right, and finance right. Leverage our connections, education, and mentorship as ways to take your business to the next level.
So if you're interested in finding out more about how you can become a part of our amazing community, apply to work with us at jakeandgino.com/apply.
All right. So Nick, before we dive into the short answer questions here, I definitely want to take a moment for the listeners to kind of sing your praises. So guys, what Nick did is a few different things. One, he got educated. Two, he was radically open-minded. So Nick embraced all the change and embodied it. Three, he was coachable. And then he took massive action with the framework that was laid out in front of him. And that recipe is what led to his results. So guys, it definitely, again, if you want to follow that, that's how you're going to get these results. Now, Nick, or Gino's got something to throw into this.
Well, that's funny, short answer. Because when you teach your kids and all, tell them to do something, they're like, I'm not going to do that. Nick never did that, right? Nick is like, okay, I'll do that. I'll try it. What's the worst thing that could have happened if Nick started a meetup and nobody came? He did it for a month. He did it for 2 months. He felt foolish and he would quit, right? And it's the same thing when we started our meetup. If nobody shows up, that's all right. But people will show up because people want a community. And if you start adding value to them, it's a lot of fun. Go to a beer place, go to a coffee shop, whatever. Just start out small, but start, and you'll really find it and you'll really like it. So it's important that when somebody tells you to do something, if they've had success, try yourself. And if it doesn't work, Josh doesn't like this word, pivot and try something differently and just continue to try it out.
Love it. All right, Nick. So if I'm a listener and I'm trying to get my first multifamily property, what is your best advice for someone that's in that position?
Well, really the game changer for me was networking. I mean, if you're going to start doing multifamily, it's a team sport. I would go out and meet everybody in your industry that you can and just connect with as many like-minded people as you can. Build your network that way.
Great answer. What about your favorite book you've ever read and why?
So I read a lot. I don't know if I can pick my favorite, but recently I've read and then listened to again the Shoe Dog book. Love that. I recommend that to everybody.
Yeah, Jake loves that book. I just have not gotten to it, but he keeps talking about that book. So
it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Definitely going to add that to my to read list. What about your best habit for success?
I'm not sure if it qualifies as a habit or maybe it's a combination of habits, but just repetition. As Gino said, if you start a meetup and nobody shows up, you know, what do you do? My first meetup, one person showed up and it's just, you know, you repeat the process because you know that those repetitions lead to success. So I guess patience and repetition.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Gino, there were some definite golden nuggets in this episode. Do you want to share some of them with the listeners?
I would love to. I think the first thing everyone needs to realize is what's going on in their own personal lives. Are they ready to take the next step? Because if you're comfortable with your W-2 job, there's nothing wrong with that. Just realize that maybe real estate or maybe trying to become financially free is not for you, and that's fine. But also ultimately realize what Nick said. Every industry is going through a fundamental shift and a fundamental change. We're not talking about cryptocurrency yet. We're not talking about blockchain. That's going to revolutionize everything like the internet did. So we're going to have another shift in every industry. That's why I had one mom and pop restaurant and I felt that shift. So don't think just because you have a job, you're secure in that job and you got that paycheck coming in, because one day when there's a downsize or there's a shift in the economy, your job can go bye-bye. So just be aware of that. And don't be overwhelmed by thinking I have to do it tomorrow. Start the process today. We call it a side hustle. That's what I did. I was buying deals with Jake and I was working part-time on the real estate and working full-time at the restaurant. And then as I had the proof of concept, as I started, you know, think big, but started small and buying more properties like Nick is doing and accumulating and then learning the process, because we go to college for 4 years. Can we at least spend 6 months on educating ourselves to buy multifamily and to start a business? Because no one has ever taught us how to build a business, right, Josh? It's a learning process. And you're out there and you're speaking to people and you're mentoring and you're networking with others. That was the key thing. And I think the other thing, Josh, is that Nick did a fantastic job with networking and getting out there and putting himself out there and being uncomfortable. The more uncomfortable you can be in life, the more successful and the more joy and, I guess, fulfillment you're going to have with that uncomfortableness. It's just going to make you grow. What about you, Josh? What are your takeaways?
I think you said them very well, Gino, so I'm going to keep them with those. Guys, Nick, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
Sure. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Nick Amalekson. You can also reach me at email. It's nick@amalexoninvestments.com. And then my website, amalexoninvestments.com.
How do you spell your last name?
It's A-M-E-L-U-X-E-N. Awesome. I guarantee if you look up Nick Amalekson, I'm the only one out there.
So. Making it easy.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to thank Nick for being an amazing guest on the show and sharing his movers and shakers story. Now, if you want to be the next movers and shakers guest, email me, josh@jakeandgino.com. If you like the show, please leave us a review. And until next time, let's make it a movers and shakers week. See ya.
Thanks, Nick. Take care, Josh.
Thanks for having me.